Well, good morning. Praise be to God for a wonderful and bright day. Listen to these words that Jesus shares in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I think those are good words for us to hear during this time, because I know that many of us are tired of what's happening in the midst of our country. Whether it be because of the coronavirus or the social unrest and at ease that is going on, it seems as though there's an awful lot happening, and there's much that we can be concerned about. And Jesus comes and says, all you who are weary and burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What a wonderful thing that is, that we can come to God, and that Jesus is willing to walk this journey with us as we continue on in difficult times. Let us go now to the Lord in prayer. Almighty and gracious Lord, we thank you first for this day. Another day that you have given to us that we might walk in your ways, that we might come to know you in a deeper and a richer way. That we might come to see you working in the midst of our world. How hard and how difficult it is for us right now. But Lord, we know that you are a God who comes into the midst of our world and right into the midst of our personal lives to call us ever closer to you, to deepen a relationship with you, to guide us and direct us to truly be your people. And Lord, we realize that you are our creator. You are the one who gives us the breath of life. You are the one who sustains us, especially during most difficult times. So we come to you and we want to acknowledge to you not just our sin, but the sin of our country. And we want to confess to you that we are sinners and that we have had a difficult time in walking the spiritual path that you have designed for us, whether as individuals, as communities of faith, or as a country. So we lay before you all of our hurts and pains this morning. We lay before you all of our wrongs and the paths that we should never have gone down. And we ask that you would forgive us, that you would touch our hearts at this time to come ever closer to you, that you would forgive us and that you would wash us clean, that you would help us to know that now we stand with the very righteousness of Jesus Christ placed upon us because we believe in what Jesus did for us in walking here upon this earth, in dying upon the cross for our sins, in resurrection. We know, Lord, that we can follow that same path and that you now see us as your daughters and sons. You now see us as saints in the midst of your kingdom. And we now have the rights and privileges that you have placed upon us as your children. So may our lives be pleasing to you. May we walk the path that you need us to walk, so that others in this world can come to know you. We want to thank you especially for this country that we live in. We want to thank you that you have given us the freedom in this country to follow you. That there are those who have gone before us to prepare this way for us and to prepare this country for us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who has done so much to make it possible for us to have a relationship with you, to have a restored relationship with a God who loves and cares for us. Thank you. Thank you for those who went before us in our faith community to prepare the way that we might come to know Jesus Christ by passing on the very word of what Christ has done. May we be people who learn to be as bold as others were in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that many more might come to know you and to stand in your presence and to be touched by your love and grace and compassion. Lord, we thank you for the mercy that you've shown us, and we thank you for the grace that you continue to pour upon us. We come to you now and we pray first off for our world. We ask that you would work in a powerful way in the midst of our world to destroy this coronavirus, that this pandemic would come to an end, and that in some way we could get back to some kind of schedule of normalcy, of life as we used to know it. We know, Lord, that it will be a new normal as we so many things have changed in our world, but we ask by your healing hand that you would clear the world of this pandemic. We also ask that you would give our leaders, especially of our country, of our states, of our towns and cities and counties, that you would bring them wisdom and that you would bring them understanding to know how best to guide us and how to instruct us, that we might stand once again as a strong country that follows you, not our own paths. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who have lost loved ones, whether it be recently or whether it be still a pain and a hurt that is there because loved ones are gone, that you would bring comfort, that you would bring peace, and that you would bring help. We also pray for those who are receiving any kind of treatments right now, those who are receiving any kind of therapies in order to heal their bodies and strengthen them. And we pray by your healing hand that you would bring great healing to those. We pray especially for those who are taking any kind of cancer treatments. And we ask that those treatments would work. We also pray, Lord, that you would be in the midst of our town to bring peace and to bring healing. We pray that you would drive away the virus, you would drive away the fears and the concerns, and that we could stand boldly as your people in order to reach out to a community where you have placed us. Lord, we pray for so many, and there are so many concerns upon our hearts for our people in our families and around the world that we know or that we've heard about. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will come to them in a dynamic and a powerful way. And we pray that the very gospel of Jesus Christ would be proclaimed, that it would be shared, that it would branch out in ways to really touch people's hearts. So Lord, we want to pray that we, as the Church of Withville Baptist, that you would give us boldness to share, that you would give us courage to reach out, and that you would help us to establish other people as your disciples in the midst of this world. May you guide us and direct us this week. These things we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want to share with you from Romans chapter 7 today, verses 15 through the first half of verse 25. So listen to these words. Paul says, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul speaks very deeply about his struggle to walk the Christian life. You see, Paul was a Pharisee, and he learned well the laws and the scriptures of God. He knew them well, and even before he came to Christ, he felt that he had done everything that he should be doing to walk the way that God asked him to walk. As we read the scriptures and as we look at the things of God's word, we see how much of a struggle it is for us. We struggle to do what we want to do, and we struggle to do what we know we should do in order to follow God. And sometimes we even look down upon ourselves and decide that it's just not possible because we've tried everything we can to walk the spiritual journey. I hope you remember a couple of weeks ago I shared with you from Romans chapter 6. And in Romans chapter 6 it says that we no longer are bound by sin. That sin does not hold sway over us. Sin is not something that keeps us back from being the people that God wants us to be. Or it shouldn't be. You see, although we're not bound by sin any longer, we still struggle with doing the right thing on the spiritual journey. It still seems to be awful difficult to do the right thing. For you see, we can read scripture and we know that God's calling us to do this or that, and yet it seems very difficult to do. One of the most difficult things I know that people tell me is that sharing Jesus Christ with other folks is a hard thing to do. And yet we know the scriptures say that we should do that. We know that we should tell other people about Jesus Christ so that they can come to find salvation and eternal life also. Yet, we still struggle to do that. Sin doesn't keep us bound up. Sin doesn't keep us from doing those things. Even when we try, though, we fail. You see, there can be an overwhelming desire to do right. We want to do the best thing. We want to do the right thing. We want to live the spiritual journey the way that we know that we should. But yet we continue to fail. I take some great comfort in that Paul wants us to know that for him and for all Christians, that when we try on our own, this is a very difficult thing to do. When we try in our own power, in our own way, to live the spiritual journey, we fail. And Paul found the same thing. Even though he would say, I believe it's in the book of Galatians, he would say that he did everything right and that he followed all of God's laws when he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. He realized what a struggle it was to live God's word. And you see, what Paul says here in this passage, he says is true not only for him, but for all people. He says that when I try to do it, that when I try to be the person that God wants me to be, when I try to live the journey that God wants me to live, when I try to do these things, it's then that I have a difficult time. And I find that I keep failing and failing and failing to walk the right path. You see, there's a big key in what Paul is saying here. First off, he wants us to know that God's word is good, and that it is by God's word that we come to know about sin. We come to understand about what is sin. So the very word of God allows us to know what's the wrong path. But it also reinforces to us again and again as we read it that we're sinners, which can make it all the more difficult. Because sometimes we don't want to spend that time in God's word learning what we've done wrong. It's valuable and it's helpful. And there were some in Paul's day that were saying, then it's the problem of the word of God. It's the problem of the law that had been given through Moses, that if that had not been given, we wouldn't be such sinners. But that's not true. Paul says the word of God is still good. It's good for instructing me. It's good for helping me. And yes, sometimes it's good for rebuking and reproofing me that I might understand I've walked away from the path, and it gives me an idea and an understanding of how to get back to that path. God's word should be an incredible treasure for us. And it should be something that we spend time in because it helps us to understand how to walk the spiritual journey. For a long time in my Christian life, at the very earliest in my Christian life, I used to think that you read God's word and you find those things that God asks you to do as though they were a to-do list. And you take that to-do list and you go out in the midst of the world and you accomplish those things. And then you come back to God and you say that I have done these things, that I have done what is right, and Lord, now I need another list. So for many years, I struggled in doing what I felt God was asking me to do, because you see, I came into God's presence and I came to learn and to understand what God was asking me to do. And then I went out with my own energy, with my own desire, and I tried to live what God was asking me to do. And that's what Paul says again and again in this passage. He says that I tried to do the right thing. I tried to do what God was calling me to do. I tried to use my energy, my power, my desires to live the right life. and it didn't happen. And Paul says it's not the fault of the Word of God, because at the end of this passage, listen to what he says. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? And then he says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul is saying that it's only through the work of Jesus Christ, and as he will go on to say later in the book of Romans, that it is also only with the Holy Spirit within us that we can live the spiritual walk. It's not by our power. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. It's about the power of the Holy Spirit and the work that Jesus Christ has done for us that we can now live the spiritual life. Paul wants us to understand that if we keep trying to do this on our own, we will always fail. We will always steer off the path somehow that God has designed for us, and we will not live the calling that God has for each one of us. First, we must trust in Jesus Christ and the work that he did as he walked here upon the earth, as he died upon the cross for our sins. We must believe in those things. We must trust in them. We must deeply hold on to those things and know that it's only by those things we're saved. And then we must understand that all believers are given the Holy Spirit. It's not some special gift that only certain people have. The Holy Spirit comes to live within all of us. And it's by the Holy Spirit living within us that we have the power, that we have the ability to live the spiritual life. You see, Paul was voicing a struggle that all of us have. How do I live this life? I keep trying and I keep failing. And he says it's only by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living within you, nudging you, guiding you, directing you, empowering you. It is only by these things that you can live the path that God has for you. Are you ready to give up your control? Are you ready to give up your power and your energy in trying to live the spiritual life? Remember, it's only through the work of Jesus Christ, and it's only through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So are you willing, if you have not, to accept what Jesus Christ has done for you so that you might have salvation and eternal life? Are you willing to allow God to take the very righteousness of Jesus Christ and place it upon you because Jesus was willing to sacrifice for you? And are you willing to trust in the very Holy Spirit that indwells you now because you believe in Jesus Christ to give you the power and the energy to walk the spiritual life? You see, the Holy Spirit will help you to understand the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit will take your very words in prayer and turn them into what our heart is really crying out for to God. The Holy Spirit knows how to teach us in those ways that we don't completely understand yet. The Holy Spirit knows how to bring the power to us that we might not fail as disciples. Are you ready? Have you trusted Jesus Christ for what you need? And are you looking to learn about the Holy Spirit who lives within you to guide you and direct you on the proper path in this life? Are you ready? Are you ready to let go of your power, let go of your desire, that God might lead you and guide you on the spiritual path through the very work of Jesus Christ and the indwelling and empowering of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the Apostle Paul, who is so able to voice not only for himself, but for us also, the incredible struggle that we have to live the Christian life. If Paul, an incredibly learned Pharisee, knowing and understanding the Word of God, can say that he has a difficult time walking the spiritual journey, Lord, I think we can confess to you that we have a difficult time too. So may we come to know your Holy Spirit better so that we might stop trying to do the spiritual journey in our own power and our own will, which continues to fail, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, that we might truly be your people in this world. Lord, because this world, and especially our country right now, need to know your love, and you continue to pour that down upon us. May we be people that share that. May we be people that reach out in compassion and care. May we be people who boldly and courageously share your word. May we be people that set aside our burdens and walk in the yoke with Jesus Christ in the way that you're calling us, that people might come to know about you as we have and find salvation as they walk here upon this earth. Lord, empower us by your Holy Spirit to truly live the calling you have for each one of us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to finish with some other words of Paul that are found in the book of Philippians. Listen to these words. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 through 25, Paul says this: "It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, but that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted now as always in my body, whether by my life or by my death. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I prefer. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith." Thanks be to God that Paul remained and continued to teach and share about how to walk the spiritual journey. May God be with you this week. May God deepen the understanding of what Jesus Christ has done for you. And may God help you to see that the Holy Spirit is right there to empower you to walk the spiritual journey that God's calling us all on. May God be with you in powerful ways this week.